be aware that a potential mentor may ask you to define what a friendship means in the context of mentoring. Befriending a child is very different than the types of friendships that adults have with one another. Here are some comfort talking points. Mentoring only requires that you be yourself. Who could imagine that helping out with a little homework or playing a game of catch could reap such rewards? You already possess all the fundamental skills and abilities to be a successful mentor, just with your willingness to be there. Mentoring's about sharing your personal time. It's not about money, gifts, or events. Mentoring is often engaging in what appears ordinary to most of us. Helping a child with homework, playing games, talking, listening, even just letting a child run errands with you. But to a child without a role model in their lives, those activities are really extraordinary. The moment you become a mentor to a child, your experience is a success. For these kids, your willingness to spend time with them is the most powerful act of all. Chapter 4, Commitment. Let's be clear about things. Men need clarity regarding the commitment required. Right up front, they'll want to know, what do you expect of me? How much time will this really take? When does it end? Clear information from the start on what is being asked of them will allow men to make the right choice. There's a need for balance, not to scare away potential candidates, yet you still determine if a prospect is serious about working with children. Here's a group setting example. We don't want you to play the role of psychologist, caseworker, or parent. We need you to just be yourself for an hour a week for a year. These are kids who need the comfort of knowing that you'll be around for them. We'll provide you with the support you need to succeed, including how to create clear guidelines. Here are some individual setting examples. You'll spend just an hour at our center each week with a young man that shares your same interests. That might be helping him do his homework, playing games, or just hanging out. We give you all the training you need, so all you have to do is be yourself. When a kid sees you showing up for them once a week, that's what really makes the difference. We also need you to commit for 1 year. These are kids who need stability in their lives, and they need to know that you'll be there for them each week. Here's another individual setting example. You'll spend just an hour each week with a child who shares your same interests. In community-based matches, the funds in sharing activities that you both enjoy, such as basketball, playing video games, or just grabbing a pizza together. Sometimes it might be helping him with his homework or just hanging out. We give you all the training you need, so all you need to do is be yourself. When a kid sees you're showing up for them once a week, that's what makes the difference. We also need you to commit for a year. These are kids who need the stability in their lives, and they need to know you'll be there for them each week. Here are some commitment talking points. The choice to share just an hour a week of your time with a child who needs a mentor results in a living expression of who you are. It's a legacy of caring. We need you to commit to 1 year. These are children that need to know that you will not be another person that does not keep their word. That demonstration of commitment has a powerful impact on the lives of children. Think for a moment about the things you already do that you could share with a child for an hour a week, just for 1 year. Chapter 5, Success, the Ability to Win. Men need to know mentoring is a winning proposition, both for themselves and the young men they'll mentor. Perhaps the greatest fear men will confront in this process is the fear of failure. Paint a clear picture of success. You're the right person. You have the right skills. You will succeed. It is worth noting that most men will not want to openly talk about being successful, but assuredly, it is on the minds of candidates and needs to be gently addressed. Success is not what you accomplish. While many youth experience increased academic and social behaviors, these results are often not immediate or even seen within the first year. Success is providing a young person with someone they can go to when life throws them a curveball or when they have an occasion to celebrate. Here's a group setting example. In life, we're provided few situations in which you're rewarded just by walking into a room. Mentoring is one of those situations. Our experience has shown time and time again that your presence, just being you, has a powerful, lifelong, positive impact on a child. Their lives improve the moment you demonstrate a willingness to care. Here's an individual setting example. You seem to me to be a person who likes to accomplish goals. Mentoring is a commitment where you can do that just by showing up. Any child who knows you're taking a personal interest in his life will benefit just by you being who you are. Here are some success talking points. How can you be sure your experience as a mentor will be a win-win? You do it by joining the team. Showing up on the field is the most important thing you can do for yourself and the child you mentor. Mentoring instantly says something about your character. In the eyes of a child with few role models, you're an example of what it means to be a winner. How often are we provided a unique opportunity to pass it on? This is a chance to share those qualities that make you so special with a child who needs someone to care. Chapter 6, Closing, Making the Ask. Awareness alone rarely results in new mentors. Candidates must be asked directly if they would like to be a mentor. They will expect to be asked. This should be done in a direct and, if possible, face-to-face conversation. The more personal the conversation, the more likely you are to recruit a new mentor. The more specific you are in asking for their commitment, the better. Remember, you are only asking them to apply at this time. Here's some examples. You seem ready to be a mentor. Would you be willing to fill out an application this week? Are you willing to become a mentor this month? When can you come down and fill out an application? In this next example, try to use the candidate's name wherever possible. We really need men like you, John. When could you join our program? At this time, all I need is your willingness to apply. You still have the choice to accept later. So will you apply this week? If you're still unsure, you can check out our program with one of our mentors. If you are a site-based program, you may have the potential mentor stop by and observe your program. Some programs do not allow people that have not been through a background check process to be with the youth in the program. If you are a community-based program, you may want to have one of your current mentors meet a potential volunteer for coffee or give them a call to share their experience. If someone isn't ready to visit a program or meet with a mentor, you may also ask if you can add them to your newsletter distribution or email list to keep them connected to your program. Chapter 7, Overcoming Objections and Concerns. In virtually every situation, it's possible to get a yes from a viable candidate. No means you have not yet said the words to overcome their objection. Let us be clear, not every candidate is a viable candidate. For example, someone that is frequently out of town for business trips and cannot maintain a consistent schedule may not be an ideal candidate. Someone caring for an ailing parent may not have the emotional ability to mentor at this time. There certainly is a difference between someone that can't or shouldn't mentor at this point in their life and someone that simply needs their concerns addressed. What concerns does the candidate have? Try to keep the candidate talking until you can learn what his objections are and how they can be overcome. If you keep hearing no, then it's time to change your way of presenting to men. Overcoming objections can often be easier if you actually get the candidate to visit the program, meet the boys, and engage them in fun activities. If this is within your confidentiality and liability parameters, open houses or meet-and-greet events can be a good recruitment strategy. For programs that require that all individuals who meet a youth be screened, it's possible to have one of these events with just mentors. Candidates should also be reassured that they will succeed even if outwardly it does not look like they're having an impact. Here are some talking points. We're all busy people, but mentoring takes only an hour of your week for 1 year. You don't have to carve out additional time. Just take your mentee along on your current activities, like going to the gym, watching sports, or even just running errands. You're someone a child will look up to. We don't want you to play the role of a parent, teacher, social worker, or a psychologist. You only need to be yourself, a caring adult, willing to spend time with a child who needs a good role model. We will support you and are equipped to assist you at a moment's notice. Our programs have structure and supervision to make sure everyone experiences a safe and positive relationship. Mentoring is about giving your personal time. It's not about money, gifts, or events. You never need to be concerned about feeling financially responsible for a child or the need to provide anything other than your time. Mentoring is about sharing your time with a child. Relationships can be successfully built around common, shared activities. It's not necessary to spend money to build a friendship with your mentee. Thank you for listening to the Male Mentor Recruitment Podcast, Men and Mentoring, A Brief Introduction. For a transcript of this podcast or to listen to other podcasts on this topic, including Recruiting Younger Men, Recruiting Older Men, Women Recruiting Men, Religious Leader Recruiting Men, Recruiter to Employer, Employers Recruiting Male Employees, and Mentors Recruiting Men, visit the mentormichigan.org website.